You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, I'm Michael Wood, and I'm so glad you're here to join us for the Audio Bible for 2024. Together, we're going to read and get through the Bible in 1 year. We're going to read the Old and New Testaments and end each day with a psalm or a proverb. In case you're wondering which version of the Bible, we're using the ERV, or the Easy to Read version. Feel free to pick up a copy if you want to follow along. And yes, you'll be hearing a verbatim reading of the entire Bible, not missing or skipping or deleting a single word. By the time we're finished, you can officially tell your friends and family, and God himself, that you have read the Bible. I provide this podcast ad-free for everyone and anyone in the world. I do rely on my generous supporters. Check us out at patreon.com/storymaster. I'll put the link in the show notes, and every little bit helps. Over there, you can find out how you can get a copy of all 365 episodes on a flash drive, so you can listen to the Bible anytime and anywhere. We are beginning the book of Genesis, and in chapter 1, you'll hear the creation story, perhaps the most often read story in the Bible. We'll see God create the world in 6 days, including the creation of all plant life, the oceans, and of course, mankind. But after man is created, the Lord gives him very specific instructions on what he's supposed to be doing. See if you can remember as we go into Genesis chapter 2. And we'll also be reading in the New Testament, the book of Matthew. I'll be giving a more detailed introduction to the book of Matthew later in this episode. We will also be starting the book of Psalm, and we will work our way through the book of Psalm all the way to the end of the year. Let's get started. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, when God created the earth and sky, the earth was without form and not yet useful for anything. Deep waters covered the earth, and darkness covered the water. God's Spirit was moving like a storm over the surface of the water. Then God said,
"Let there be light."
And light began to shine. He saw the light, and he knew that it was good. Then God separated the light from the darkness. He named the light day, and the darkness night. There was evening, and then there was morning. This was the first day. And then God said,
"Let there be a dome to separate the water above from the water below."
So God made the dome and used it to separate the water. Some water stayed below the dome, and some water was above it. God named that dome sky. There was evening, and then there was morning. This was the second day. Then God said,
"Let the water under the sky come together in one place. Then dry land will appear."
And so it happened. God named the dry land earth, and the water that had come together seas. And God saw that this was good. Then God said,
"Let the earth produce all kinds of plants. Let there be plants that produce grain and trees that produce fruit containing seed."
And so it happened. The earth produced plants. There were all kinds of plants that produced grain and all kinds of trees that produce fruit containing seeds. And God saw that this was good. There was evening, and then there was morning. This was the third day. Then God said,
"Let there be lights on the surface of the sky to separate the day from the night. These lights will mark the beginning and end of days and years, and they will be used to mark the times for festivals. Let these lights shine from the sky to give light to the earth."
And so it happened. So God made two great lights. He made the stronger light to rule over the day, and he made the other light to rule over the night. He also made the stars. God put these lights in the sky to give light to the earth. He put them there to rule over the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that this was good. There was evening, and then there was morning. This was the fourth day. Then God said,
"Let the waters be filled with huge numbers of living things, and let there be birds to fly in the sky over the earth."
So God created the great creatures that live in the sea. He created all the different kinds of living things that swim around and fill the sea. And he created all kinds of birds. And God saw that this was good. God blessed all the living things he had made. And he said to them,
"Produce many young ones."
He told the living things in the sea,
"Increase in number and fill the sea."
And he told the birds to increase in number on the earth. There was evening, and then there was morning. This was the fifth day. Then God said,
"Let the earth produce all kinds of living things, tame animals, small creatures that crawl on the ground, and wild animals of every kind."
And so it happened. God made all kinds of wild animals, tame animals, and the small creatures that crawl on the ground. And God saw that this was good. Then God said,
"Now let us make humans who will be like us. They will rule over all the fish, the birds, and the tame animals. They will rule over all the large animals and small creatures that crawl on the ground."
So God created humans in his own image. He created them to be like himself. He created both male and female. God blessed them and said to them,
"Have many children who will also have many children. Fill the earth with people and take control of it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky. Rule over every living thing that moves on the earth."
God said,
"I now give you every plant on earth that produces grain and every tree that produces fruit. They will be food for you. And I give all the green plants as food for all the other living, breathing things on earth. These plants will be food for the wild animals, the birds, and the small creatures that crawl on the ground."
And so it happened. God looked at everything he had made, and he saw that everything was very good. There was evening, and then there was morning. This was the sixth day. So God finished creating the sky, the earth, and everything in them. God finished all the work he was doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from his work. God blessed the seventh day and made it a holy day. He made it special because on that day, he rested from all the work he did while creating the world. The first man and the Garden of Eden. This is the story about the creation of the earth and the sky. When the Lord God made the earth and sky, there were no plants growing in the fields. No crops of grain or even wild plants were growing. That's because the Lord God had not yet made it rain on the earth. And there were no people to work the soil. So water came up from the earth and spread over the ground. Then the Lord God took dust from the ground and formed a man from it. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nose, and the man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden in the east in a place named Eden, and that is where he put the man he had made. Then the Lord God caused all kinds of trees to grow in the garden. The trees were beautiful and produced tasty fruit. In the middle of the garden, he placed two special trees,
One produced fruit that gives life to people. The other produced fruit that gives people knowledge about good and evil. A river flowed from Eden and watered the garden. Then this river divided and became four rivers. The name of the first river is Pishon and flows all the way through the land of Havilah. There is gold in Havilah, and the gold is pure. Havilah also produces a valuable sap used for perfume, and the precious stone carnelian is found there. The name of the second river is Gihon. This river flows through the land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris. It flows east of Assyria. The fourth river is called Euphrates. The Lord God put the man in the Garden of Eden to work in it and take care of it. The Lord God gave him this command.
You may eat the fruit from any tree in the garden except one. You must not eat any fruit from the tree that gives knowledge about good and evil. When you eat fruit from that tree, on that day, you will certainly die.
The Book of Matthew, an introduction. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. The first four books are called Gospels. Gospel means good news. In the Gospels, this good news is usually about the coming of God's kingdom, or his king, Jesus the Christ. Throughout the New Testament, the good news includes the invitation to be part of God's kingdom. It is the announcement that God has made a way for Jesus to free people from the power of sin and to enjoy his blessings forever. The book of Matthew begins with these words. This is the family history of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham. These words connect Jesus to the two most important people in the history of Israel. This means that Matthew's gospel continues the story of the world told in the Old Testament. God promised to bless the whole world through Abraham and his descendants in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. So as a son or descendant of Abraham, Jesus is qualified to complete God's promise. God also promised King David that one of his descendants would be king of an everlasting kingdom in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 through 16. This gives authority to Matthew's claim that Jesus is God's chosen king, which is the meaning of the Hebrew title Messiah, or its Greek translation, Christ. Jesus' kingdom is different from the kingdoms of this world. Jesus, as its king, has chosen to be a servant. He puts others above himself and serves them, and he teaches them to serve others. Matthew records Jesus' most famous teachings about this upside-down kingdom in chapters 5 through 7. Here, Jesus teaches that God's kingdom belongs to people who know they are in need. His blessings are for those who are not important in the eyes of the world. The meaning of kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven is God's rule as king. Jesus told his followers to pray to God that your kingdom will come. The next line explains the meaning, that what you want will be done here on earth the same as in heaven, in chapter 6, verse 10. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus faces doubt and criticism from the Jewish religious leaders. And among the rest of the people, many are confused about who Jesus is. This causes Jesus to ask his close followers, "Who do you say I am?" The Apostle Peter answers, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." This leads to Jesus' statement that he will build his church in chapter 16, verses 16 through 19. The word church here refers to the community of believers that Jesus' followers would later bring together. They did this by announcing the good news to the world and inviting people to become part of God's kingdom. In doing this, They were acting on the orders of Jesus himself. And these orders are the last words in the book of Matthew, in chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. In the book of Matthew, Jesus is God's plan from the very beginning. Then he is born to be a king who is seen as a threat to those in power. Then he is baptized and goes to the desert to fulfill God's plan. Then he announces God's kingdom in Galilee and is rejected by Israel's leaders. Then he travels to Jerusalem and teaches in the temple. Then he prepares to die and is killed on a cross. And finally, in chapter 28, Jesus is raised to life and gives final orders to his followers. Let's get started. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. The family history of Jesus the Messiah. This is the family history of Jesus the Messiah. He came from the family of King David, who was from the family of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah. Their mother was Tamar. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nahshon. Nahshon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. His mother was Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed. His mother was Ruth. Obed was the father of Jesse. And Jesse was the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon. His mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam was the father of Abijah. Abijah was the father of Asaph. Asaph was the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the father of Jehoram. Jehoram was the father of Uzziah. Uzziah was the father of Jotham. Jotham was the father of Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh. Manasseh was the father of Amon. Amon was the father of Josiah. Josiah was the father of Jehoiachin and his brothers, who lived during the time that the people were taken away to Babylon. After they were taken to Babylon, Jehoiachin was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the father of Abiud. Abiud was the father of Eliakim. Eliakim was the father of Azor. Azor was the father of Zadok. Zadok was the father of Achim. Achim was the father of Eliud. Eliud was the father of Eleazar. Eleazar was the father of Mathan. Mathan was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph. Joseph was the husband of Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus, who was called the Messiah. So there were 14 generations from Abraham to David. There are also 14 generations from David until the people were taken away to Babylonia. And there were 14 more from the time the people were taken to Babylonia until the Messiah was born. The birth of Jesus, the Messiah. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, happened. His mother Mary was engaged to Mary Joseph. But before they married, he learned that she was expecting a baby. She was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary's husband, Joseph, was a good man. He did not want to cause her public disgrace, so he planned to divorce her secretly. But after Joseph had thought about this, an angel from the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said,
"Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to accept Mary as your wife. The baby inside her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You will name him Jesus. Give him that name because he will save his people from their sins."
All this happened to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant and will give birth to a son. They will name him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. When Joseph woke up, He did what the Lord's angel had told him to do. He married Mary. But Joseph did not have sex with her until her son was born, and he named him Jesus. Psalm chapter 1. Great blessings belong to those who don't listen to evil advice, who don't walk on sinners' road, or join in making fun of what is good. Instead, they love the Lord's teachings and think about them day and night. So they grow strong like a tree planted by a stream, a tree that produces fruit when it should and has leaves that never fall. Everything they do is successful, but the wicked are not like that. They are like chaff that wind blows away. God's judgment will find the wicked guilty. He will not give sinners a place among those he considers right. The Lord makes sure his people go the right way, but the wicked follow the way that leads to ruin. All right, everyone, the first day is finished. Make sure you join us for day 2. I'll be giving a detailed introduction to the book of Genesis. We will be exploring more about man and the first woman in the Garden of Eden and the fall of man. And we will also cover the first murder. And you don't want to miss Matthew chapter 2 when we look at the birth of Jesus Christ. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.